This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we're dealing with the aftermath of a very, very tragic weekend of what happened with Orlando, where 50 people are dead, another 53 injured in a mass shooting attack on an Orlando gay nightclub. Omar Mateen, 29 years old, entered the club and bar after 2 a.m. on Sunday and after initial gunfire. Plus, I believe he also called 911 to pledge his allegiance to ISIS before the shooting started. He also took people hostage for 3 hours before a SWAT team entered and shot him dead. He was armed with an AR-15 assault rifle, a handgun, and a device police originally feared was a bomb. The city of Orlando has declared a state of emergency. Now, we do have a list of the names that of the victims who have died. Many of them of Puerto Rican descent, many of them young. The names of the victims are published on the city of Orlando website. We're looking at people who are 34, 23, 20, 22, 36, 22, 37, 30, 29, 32. These are very, very young people, and their lives taken just because they were at a nightclub enjoying life and celebrating life and their love. And, you know, you had this terrorist attack. Again, there's been a lot of debate over whether it should be called a terrorist attack. It was a terrorist attack, okay? He pledged his allegiance to ISIS. This is, there's nothing more anybody, I think, could try to amalgamate it with. I mean, this is obviously an act of terror. Stanley Almodovar III, a pharmacy technician, according to the Telegraph, said was spending this night, like many of his contemporaries, laughing, singing, and posting videos on Snapchat, which is a picture messaging app. But then he was one of the 50 people killed by Omar Mateen in this act of hate. We will keep you posted as we get any more developments. As we're hearing more and more about the victims, it's just heartbreaking when you see this. You know, from what we're understanding, one of the nearby hospital taking care of many of these victims, Orlando Regional Medical Center said most arrived with no vital signs or profoundly ill. So we're still praying for the other 53 victims that had been shot. The hospital tweeted that 9 of the patients brought in following the massacre unfortunately had died to their injuries. Of those 9 patients, they said most did arrive with no vital signs. Dr. Michael Cheatham, chief surgical quality officer at Orlando Regional Medical Center, said that 6 surgeries were planned for today after 26 were completed yesterday. The hospital said via Twitter that many of the wounded patients had high-velocity gunshot wounds and were transported to operating rooms, obviously to stop the bleeding. Some patients were awake and able to speak upon arrival. The hospital also added via Twitter that as of Monday, doctors have been able to extubate half of the patients, thank God, who went into the intensive care unit on a ventilator and are no longer giving major amounts of blood. Based on their outcomes, we're very optimistic for our patient's prognosis right now. Now, we have been all over the country, listening to the calls of what's been coming out of Orlando and Florida. Local blood banks have over 600 units of blood on hand. Orlando Health has thanked everybody. One Blood has obviously been on top of things. Many of the blood bank centers and blood centers there using whatever stores they have. And this is what is so so scary. You know, we talk about blood donation, and, you know, I'm working with the blood banks all over the country to organize National Blood Donation Week and Blood Donation Day. That doesn't even touch what these hospitals need. Something like this happens at 2 a.m., right? Just 2 a.m., okay, on a Sunday morning. And you have a mass shooting like this, and the amount of blood needed for people bleeding out. And, you know, these bullets. When, you know, somebody like this sick man comes in with an assault rifle and starts shooting, and these bullets, they go through tissues, and they lodge. And, you know, some people can live with gunshot wounds, but others, it all depends on what arteries get nicked, what veins get nicked, and how much bleeding is happening internally. And one thing that we do in the medical realm, obviously, and as an ER doc, and as a, you know, as we've seen doctors and surgeons and first responders and nurses, etc., is we need to maintain blood supply. Somebody could bleed profusely and stay alive temporarily, many times long enough until the surgeon can come in and ligate or tie off the vessels or stop the bleeding, but it needs a lot of blood. And you guys have seen major, you know, you've seen major bleeds. Sometimes you can't infuse blood quick enough. And so pints and or units and units and units are needed. We're going to be having Mara from Blood Bank of Hawaii join us in a few minutes. Very grateful for her to come on to talk about what blood banks do and, you know, why it is so crucial to keep our blood bank supplies full. And thank all of you for your outpouring of support. If you want to help and you don't know how, please contact us at drdahlia.com and we will send you to the right direction. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a lot to talk about today. We're also going to have our political correspondent, Ron Futrell, join us to talk about what happened as this Mateen gentleman slipped through the FBI's fingers. We have a lot of medical news to talk about. Unfortunately, we have a tragic death of Brian Robinson, veteran NFL lineman, for I believe he was Cardinals as well as, was it the Bears? Died at the age of 41, being reported by the Chicago Tribune. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about, I apologize, I'm having some computer issues. We're also talking about how e-cigs are on the rise in kids and how that is their gateway to smoking. We've made such feats in stopping smoking, and unfortunately these e-cigs are bringing people back. And we have a new map where Zika mosquitoes are living in the United States and could possibly spread Zika. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, as you know, I am working with blood banks throughout the country to create National Blood Donation Week this September 4th through the 10th and National Blood Donation Day. And I'm also learning how to scuba dive, and I passed, by the way, this weekend, I'll tell you. So one of my fellow scuba divers and heroes out there, Mara from Blood Bank of Hawaii, is joining us right now. Hi, Mara, sweetie. Mahalo for coming
on. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
I really, really appreciate you coming on. Yes, I did pass. I know I was telling you how worried I was, and I passed by the seat of my scuba.
I love it.
So, by the way, the Blood Bank of Hawaii, you told me, is actually celebrating its 75th anniversary. Tell us about that.
Can you believe it? We are one of the oldest blood centers in the nation, and really it was Pearl Harbor, the bombing of the Pearl Harbor, that got Blood Bank of Hawaii as part of the community's healthcare infrastructure. We started in February 1941.
Wow.
And the first blood drawn was in June, and it was plugging away, and at the time it was called the Plasma Center. And then about 10 days before Pearl Harbor was bombed, they were about to close its doors. But the second the bombing happened, we have not stopped serving. We're the sole provider of blood in Hawaii since that day, 75 years ago.
Wow, wow. So let me ask you something. I mean, would you know, before Pearl Harbor, because, you know, we all see all the movies and, you know, how everything was, it was such a surprise attack. Were there, prior to the Pearl Harbor attack, was there a blood bank?
Well, that's what I said, for about 2 weeks prior, until then, there was a blood bank. But what happened is you really saw the civic duty, that sense of community support. Platoons of soldiers were coming out to donate from that day on.
Amazing. Amazing.
And you know, and it's something that you and I were just chatting about, was, you know, when there is a national disaster, an emergency, and, you know, our hearts go out to people in Orlando, but it's really the blood on the shelves that saves lives, right? And so you never know when an emergency or a disaster is going to hit. So it's that, you know, and it's what you were talking about, making that awareness known that every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. And we want to make sure always across the nation that we have blood on our shelves. So you can't wait till an emergency or disaster starts. You have to be donating on a regular basis prior to that, so it's already there.
No, that's wonderful. You know, let me ask you something. I know this is kind of an off question. Do you find that you are able to, you know, keep your blood banks full with your, you know, native Hawaiians that live there? Or do tourists ever come down? Because, I mean, you guys are one of my favorite destinations to go to when I have a chance to vacation. Do tourists ever come and donate blood when they visit?
You know what, I would not say that that's a large population for us, but we have a lot of people that come in winter in Hawaii, because where better to be if the snow's up to your ankles. So we do have people that donate, and occasionally we do have visitors because they want to donate wherever they are. And especially you have those amazing blood donors that are so loyal that actually plan their vacations around their donation schedule. And if they're scheduled to donate in their hometown and they're actually in Hawaii, they don't miss a beat and come in. So blood donors are just...
That's very important. Yes. Yes, exactly. Because, you know, there's a schedule. And I believe it's every 60 days you're allowed to donate, correct?
Well, it depends on... There's so many different blood donation types. So depending on what you're donating. So like whole blood, for example, that's where, you know, it takes about 5 to 8 minutes and you're donating a full pint of blood. You can donate about every 2 months. But there's the medical technologies and advances, there's something called automated collections called apheresis. That's where you can walk into a blood center and say, how can I help the patients the most today? And we can know by your blood type that somebody just used a lot of plasma. And so we could take just your plasma and give the rest back to you, or just your platelets and give the rest back to you. And when we do that, your frequency of being able to donate will be sooner most often than what you could do when you do the whole pint of blood.
Oh, that's amazing. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Mara from Blood Bank of Hawaii. Am I pronouncing it as Hawaii? How do you pronounce it?
Well, we say Hawaii, but some people say Hawaii. Either way is absolutely wonderful.
My mom corrects me all the time. She's like, it's Hawaii, like with a V. And I'm like, Mom, I see the W there. She's like, but you're pronouncing it wrong. So she always yells at me. Roughly, how many?
I would say both are acceptable.
Thank you. I got to tell you. See, I try not to look like a tourist when I go down there. But, I mean, it's just so apparent. What type of things do you see in Hawaii where, unfortunately, you have disasters that require a lot of blood?
Well, you know, I would say almost differently. You know, we have such a strong sense of community. And, you know, if you think there's 6 degrees of separation in the world, I think in Hawaii it's 1 degree of separation.
Right.
But, you know, what we find here is we've got a unique ethnic diversity here in population. So we have a rare blood type, a JK3 negative is what it's called. And it's predominant in Southeast Asians and Polynesians. So across the nation or the mainland, if somebody really has a need for that blood type, we're the first go-to blood center to call. So we have a unique rare blood repository here. So I think that's what makes Blood Bank of Hawaii a little bit different.
Wow, I had no idea. That's fascinating. When somebody does donate blood, how long can it last on the shelves?
So, again, I wish there was super easy answers, but because blood is broken into 3 different components, each component lasts differently. So plasma can be frozen up until to use for 1 year. Red blood cells, about 42 days. Now, platelets, if you ask me what keeps me awake at night, it's platelets and O negative blood types. But platelets, 5 days. Five days is its shelf life. And for Hawaii, we send all of our testing to the mainland. By the time we get it back, it's 3 days. So that's like being on a constant treadmill.
Wow, I had no idea. I'm sure my listeners had no idea. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Mara from Blood Bank of Hawaii, and platelets are clotting factors, and so they're one of the most important aspects to blood. I mean, blood is important on all levels, but, you know, these platelets are what help clot, especially like what we're seeing in with the Orlando shooting victims. The platelets are so important. What happens if you don't have enough platelets? Where do you go?
Well, so we have partners, you know, resource-sharing partners on the mainland. We try to be self-sufficient here in Hawaii. But if there is a challenge, and again, it's like any situation, our mission when you're a blood banker is to save lives. And we do work with other blood centers that will step up immediately to say, hey, how can we help? And again, I think you referenced that with Orlando. You know, people just naturally want to support. And I got to tell you, you know, I was in travel and tourism for 25 years before coming to blood banking. And the thing I find most, you were saying your listeners would be interested and wouldn't know these things. And I never knew any of this. But what I find is blood is just, it's not just medicine and science. It's so human. It's so very human, like air and water, that it is fascinating to learn about.
Well, Mara, we're coming up on the end. How can people help Blood Bank of Hawaii?
Well, I think across the nation is for people. You can go to americasbloodcenters.com and .org and see, you know, where is the blood center closest to you? And donate regularly. Don't wait until a loved one needs it or a disaster strikes. Just really, it's the blood on the shelves that saves lives.
Oh, Mara, you are a blessing. Thank you so much for everything you do, and I'm excited to work with you on Hawaii Blood Donation Day. I'll be in touch, and we can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Mahalo.
Mahalo. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us are still in shock with what happened with the Orlando shooting. And what was even more shocking was that the shooter had been interviewed by the FBI, from what I'm hearing, at least 3 times. So to help us make heads or tails of this, we have our political analyst back, Ron Futrell, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Avasite. Ron, thanks for joining us again. Wow.
Thank you for having me. Yes, wow. Oh, that's one way to describe it. Certainly, and you sit there shell-shocked
at
what happened. But then you look at everything and try to reconstruct it. There's a little. It is Monday morning, so we're doing some Monday morning quarterbacking here.
Mm-hmm.
FBI guys, I'm sure these people were trying hard to do their job, wanted to do their job. There's a system, and it begins at the top. It begins at the White House. There's a system right now that has them scared to death to not profile somebody that could commit a terrorist act, and that's insane. That is a recipe for our destruction overall as a nation, for us not to be able to do that. Those assigned with our safety and taking care of safety. And I'm not sure whether that was the case in here, but there are enough of these cases that happen that you see it, that you know it, and it is a pattern developing.
Obviously there was something that they wanted to address. I mean, there was some, for them to interview him three different times, they picked up on something. And I mean, of course, like you said, we're Monday morning quarterbacking right now. It's easy for us to discuss and go, well, they had him. But I want to know, what was it three different times, you know, that caught their eye, but they decided now we're going to let him pass?
Let him go, and it might be what I just said. It might be a concern over profiling. His coworkers have said that they were concerned. They didn't want to raise any red flags because you don't want to get flogged in the city square for pointing out somebody's Muslim and they hate gays. They could be dangerous. You don't, because that's what happens. The media will flog you. Our government at the top will flog you and turn you into a villain for doing those sort of things. Look at the San Bernardino shooting. The terrorist attack that happened there, when neighbors came out openly and said, you know, they were Muslim and we really didn't want to say anything because we were worried about what people might think, and we could, no, worried about getting flogged by the media in the town, or the townspeople in the center of the city square for doing things that otherwise could protect us. Now, there's going to be some, I'll use the phrase, collateral damage in this. You're going to find good people that will be falsely accused. I've been falsely accused in my life of things, okay? We all have to some degree or another. But I'm falsely accused of things. And at some point, you just get over that. And you just go, okay, it's in the interest of safety here to be able to make sure that we are protected as a people. And let's go here. It is way past time for those in the Muslim community to have cleaned this problem up in their religion. And they have not. So you sit there and shake your head and go, now, if we're, okay, pick, and this, yes, and it is religious-based. We know what the attitude is of many Muslims, and it's part of their theology towards gays. By the way, what I just said right there, that last sentence, has not gotten mentioned in any of the analyzing of this case. I watched the lotto yesterday, and I didn't see that, what I just said. It is a tenet of the religion, and in some Sharia-dominated countries, you get the death penalty for being gay. And
we've been seeing ISIS throwing people off buildings because they were gay. ISIS kills people for being gay, and it's you wonder why security wasn't up. You look back and you see. Go ahead.
But I'm saying in the analyzing of why this happened and how it could have happened, we all shake our heads and go, well, there's one answer for you right there that is not being discussed because it's not politically correct for the media to say that, because that right now they're in a quandary. Right now they're going back and forth with, they've helped create this environment, and I'll say they've encouraged this environment of us not being able to profile nor judge to our destruction. They've created this environment, and then they sit there and look at it and go, well, okay, what do we do now? Because these people that we were trying to protect as a religion went out and massacred 50 people. How do we deal with that? And it is part of the doctrine, not to go shoot people like that, not to do that. But it is part of the doctrine in Sharia law countries to execute gay people. So is it all that insane to see this as an offshoot? Now let's go here. Pick your religion. If this were happening in any other religion to this mass scale, what would the outrage be towards that religion?
Right.
Take your pick. If it were M, I'm going to go with the M religions. If it were Methodists, Mormons, Mennonites, what would the outrage be? You know what the outrage would be. And it would be incumbent upon those religions to clean it up and to make it and to get it right.
You're so right.
And they would, and they should.
For those who join us, we're talking to Ron Futrell, our political analyst and vice president of sales and marketing at Avasite. Many people were shocked that he called 911 and he claimed that, you know, he was pledging his allegiance to ISIS. And, we're talking about how the FBI, you know, interviewed him three times and how they could have missed this. You know, ISIS is smart. You know, they're not going to send somebody with a record that's going to fail, criminal checks. They're going to nurture and develop and grow somebody who has the cleanest of record with the one mission of going there to do this. How do we, and I know I this is a very big question to ask, where do we go from here? How do we prevent these attacks?
Well, you can't. In a free society, you can't.
Yeah.
Other than, I will go back on what I said, it's incumbent upon that religion, that worldwide religion, to clean up its own house.
Right.
And to take care of it itself, and they are not right now. They are not doing it. And with all the, you know, love and praise and a country based on freedom of religion, and we all take that very seriously, we understand that, it has now gone beyond, it's gone to a point of insanity here, that we, with political correctness, are going to, we're going to plan and plot our own demise here.
I agree.
Just so afraid to be. Let's go there. Bill Maher is. I disagree with about 90% of what he says, but there's this 1/10%, and he's right on when he talks about, let's go here and point the finger where it belongs, and stop trying to be so politically correct.
I agree.
Otherwise, we're done. And the Jews have been dealing with this for years in the Middle East. Okay, they've been dealing with this, and they've had it at their doorstep. It is now at our doorstep. It was on 9/11. It is now. And these sort of one-offs of go to a place, a soft target, if you will, and go to a place that's not being protected and start taking people out, that will terrorize this nation more than anything else.
Exactly.
Is what it will do.
I mean, 2 a.m. I mean, who would have even thought? And, you know, such a loving and peaceful population being gunned down. And that's what they do. Like, you know, with the San Bernardino and the Christmas party. You know, I mean, they're going after soft targets. It's hideous. By the way, I love your company, Avasite. Anything new in the drone industry?
We are we're flying for Metro. We've got a contract with them with our manned aircraft. We're flying over EDC this weekend doing security. Well, by the way, let's mention this. We do have EDC coming to town here in Las Vegas this weekend. Big event here. Electric Daisy Carnival. We've got an air. I know you're excited about the music. You're going to be out there front and center, aren't you? At EDC.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah. Oh hell yeah. And I'll sing it loud too.
It is crazy. I've not been to it, but we're going to be flying it over it with a manned aircraft that has a super camera ball on it.
That's
going to be able to send live pictures back to Metro for security. We did it over New Year's Eve. We're doing it now. We're doing it for a variety of different events for them. So
thank God for you.
That's
guys.
One of the things that can help secure.
All right, Ron, we're running out of time. Ron, again, Ron Futrell, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Avasite, and our political correspondent. Thank you, Ron, again, so much. We'll have you back.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are creating a National Blood Donation Week and statewide blood donation days. If you want to host a blood drive or if you want to donate blood, please contact us at drdahlia.com. Like we discussed before with Mara from Blood Bank of Hawaii, you never know when there's going to be an emergency and you want to make sure that you have the blood supply ready to go. Unfortunately, we have lost a NFL lineman. Brian Robinson had a 14-year NFL career. He died Saturday after he was found in a Milwaukee motel room. He was pronounced dead late Saturday night. The circumstances surrounding his death were not immediately known, according to the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner. Another young football player dead. He played for the Bears and the Cardinals. Apparently the Bears from 1998 to 2003. He also played for the Rams, Dolphins, Bengals, and Cardinals. And he played in, the Super Bowl in which the, Cardinals played. And then he retired after the 2010 season. We'll keep you posted as we hear any more developments with that. Again, the first thing that comes to mind is CTE. And did he suffer from, chronic traumatic encephalopathy from his years and years of being a lineman that could have possibly put him at risk for a variety of conditions that could have increased his mortality? We'll let you know. More and more outrage being expressed over gay men not being able to donate blood as the Orlando crisis unravels, and we're finding that more and more blood is needed. Of the hundreds of people lining up around the block to donate blood to the victims of Orlando shooting, gay or bisexual men who have had sex with another man in the past 12 months are not allowed to donate. Now, this ban has caused outrage, and it's caused many of us to scratch our heads and go, why is this ban still in place? And many people in the gay community are say they're being stopped from helping their LGBT brothers and sisters targeted in Sunday shooting at the Pulse nightclub. 49 people were killed when Omar Mateen, 29 years old, again opened fire in the gay bar, pledging his solidarity and his allegiance to ISIS. At least 53 more were wounded in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. One Blood, who we're working with a National Blood Donation Day as well. One Blood that, covers the Florida, Georgia, and I believe other southern states as well, put an urgent call for donors to help hospitals. The, website, did crash from, online traffic, and, thank heavens to all those people that have offered to donate. But you have many people that, have been, unfortunately, for years wanting to help make sure our blood supplies are full, and they can't. One concern that many of us have are people are going to feel the need to lie so that they could donate blood and help save lives. I mean, this is crazy. I talked about this. You know, the blood is tested thoroughly. And even if HIV or the HIV virus can hide out, the fact that question and answer. It's when you take your survey, okay, it's whatever you tell the blood bank. And so you could have people that come up that have had sex with men, women, done IV drugs, and can say, no, I am not a gay man. I'm here to donate blood. And their blood could pose the same risk. And how does the blood bank guard against that? They check, they screen all the blood. So if somebody did do IV drugs and not admit it, or if somebody did have sex with somebody with HIV and maybe didn't know, you know, what if somebody's husband cheated on them and they've had sex and they have been exposed to HIV in the last 30 days and they haven't gotten screened because they're a happily married woman? All right. All blood gets screened. Which is why I understand why years ago, you know, the FDA said, look, what we'll do is we'll isolate out high-risk populations. If you have done drugs, if you have had sex with men, you cannot donate blood. But the truth of the matter is people lie, and many people don't know what their risks are. They don't know. And so the blood has to be treated the same way anyway. And anybody who wants to save a life, anybody that wants to be out there and help, I think should be allowed to do it. You know, many of my patients who were gay were probably the most healthy patients, okay? You know, not to stereotype the other way, but wow. I mean, they continually did their screens. They stuck to a great diet. They worked out. I mean, you know, if I look back at my population of people who needed antibiotics or people who got abscesses or people that got sick or people that got the flu, All right. I would not say it was my homosexual male population that seemed to come in the most. It wasn't. And so, you know, we do have a very healthy group of people that should be able to donate blood, and they can't. And I don't know what it's going to take the FDA to, you know, change their rules. And when you ask somebody, have you had sex with a man in the last 12 months, and they say yes, and then somebody asks me, have I had sex in the last 12 months with a man, and I say yes, I get to donate blood. And that man I had sex with could have been exposed to HIV. And I have no idea. Yet I get to donate blood, and my blood gets screened. So I don't know what it's going to take, but I hear the outrage, and I completely understand. People say, well, why aren't the blood banks doing more? The blood banks can't. Remember, the blood banks have to follow the rules of the FDA, whether they take one stand or another. Okay? I mean, their job is to get the blood. Their job is to follow all the rules that they're supposed to. And so this isn't a blood bank rule. People get mad at them, and it's not them. They have to, by law, follow the guidelines by the FDA. And so I believe there was a tweet that went out as one of the blood banks said, look, we'll take the blood of everybody. And that was unfortunately a false report. They did not say that. And again, blood banks have to be apolitical, okay, for the most part, because again, I mean, they're doing it. They treat everybody. And I wouldn't suggest they get involved politically. That's for you and I too, okay? I mean, you know, we want to save lives. We can't, you know, let the blood banks need to do what they need to do. And you have no idea what type of a backlash could happen if they say, look, we're, you know, opening up our blood, and you have some people that are not educated who fear that the blood would have a communicable disease, and they don't understand the process. They could sit there in the hospital and say, no, I don't want the blood, I don't want the blood. And then, you know, we have a whole new issue on our hands. So they need to just continue to do the jobs that they're doing, and God bless anybody that works at a blood bank with what they're doing. And thank all of you for donating. Many of you have donated. Many blood vans are in use today in variety parts of the country to accept blood, because many of our current blood has been shipped to Orlando, so they have stores, and so we are trying to now replenish our supply. And as you can see from Hawaii has to send much of their blood out to the mainland for major testing and then come back. And so, you know, you donate blood today, it could take days until it gets to somebody, which is why days before it's needed, you need to, you know, donate. We're going to be hitting more medical news in the next couple minutes. But for any of you that do want to help, please contact us at drdahlia.com, and we'll get you with either the American Red Cross or One Blood. One Blood is taking appointments now. And keep in mind, okay, you know, many of you will look at this crisis and go, okay, that was a week ago, next week. Okay, I think everybody's good. You don't understand. The blood banks have had to send all their resources to Orlando, or most of their resources to Orlando. So if you could make an appointment for next week or 2 weeks from now, please. That is going to save a life of an accident that could happen 3 weeks from now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.